Shutting down a company is one of the most painful things you can do as an entrepreneur. I've gone through it a few times myself as an entrepreneur. When you shut down a company is essentially, from our point of view, when you see no possibility of the outlier success. Now this is from the Ulu point of view. So if you look at our business model is based on companies becoming those unicorns, those multi-billion dollar successes. So if a company ultimately at the end of the day returns 2x our money, that's not going to drive our economics. So that's not going to be a focus of our attention. So from our point of view, as soon as that outlier success is not a possibility, that's a time where we're not writing more checks, we're backing away. Now, the way it works with the entrepreneur is we sit down with the entrepreneur. And usually, by the way, when this is apparent to us, it's been apparent to the entrepreneur for a long time too. So it's not like we have a different point of view here. And the entrepreneur has often gone through multiple pivots. They've worked without salary for a while. They've had to lay people off. So, I mean, you know, that's kind of the scenario we find them in. So the conversation with the entrepreneur often looks like this. So we'll sit down with the entrepreneur and we'll say, hey, look, we think you're a super talented individual. We're happy we've invested in you, and it doesn't look like it's working out. All right, you've gone through a bunch of pivots, you've, you know, kind of above and beyond, and we don't see the possibility for an outlier success here. It's like, do you see it differently? And the times when we have this conversation, the answer is, nah, I see it the same way you do, Clint. It's like, okay, so now the question is, what do you do? And from our point of view, if you want to shut this down right now, you will have done right by us. So do not keep going with the company hoping that you're going to be able to pay Ulu back for our investment. You know, we're big boys and girls. We know we take risks when we invest in startups. And frankly, most of the companies we invest in, we're not going to get our money back on. And so we're okay with that. What we ask of you is that you've taken your shot, right? You've more than taken your shot. You've pivoted multiple times. You've worked without, you know, reduced salary or no salary and so forth. You've done right by us, so you can shut this down if you want. Yeah, what does shut it down mean? You know, spend some time trying to get it acquired. You know, if that doesn't happen, then shut it down. Now, if you want to keep going for your reasons, well, we're happy for you to do that too. Yeah, we're not going to write another check to keep going because, you know, we don't see that possibility for outlier success. But, you know, if you have your own motivations for wanting to continue, totally support you in that. Now, having said that, we think you're a super talented individual, which is why we invested in you. And it's not clear to us this is the highest and best use of your time anymore. There are lots of things you could go do. So, you know, if you want to go, you know, work for a while and, you know, save up some money or whatnot, or if you want to go do your next startup, come talk to us. I mean, we are happy to talk to you about potentially funding your next startup. So just because this company didn't work out, that's not a black mark on your resume, or it doesn't decrease our interest in wanting to invest in your next company, right? This is just a low probability of success business. So you take your shot. Oftentimes it doesn't work out. So you get back up and, you know, do it again.